Some residents of Christina Lake are worried about a proposed housing project. Why? Well, the proponents want to build a 30-unit complex on community parkland. The Christina Lake Seniors Housing Society is behind the project. We'll hear from them in a moment. But first this morning, we've reached Sue Walker. She lives in Christina Lake. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm very well, thank you. What are your concerns around this project?
Well, I'm concerned certainly with the short-term effects that construction would cause in terms of noise and site disturbance in the park, mainly for the wildlife. But I also fear the long-term effects of things such as runoff from hard surfaces like the building roof and parking lots, which could lead to silt deposits further down the street early and have detrimental effects to very important habitat. One of my other concerns is the pesticides and fertilizers, really, that may be used to maintain the landscaping surrounding the complex. And they're right on the creek. Where would it go? I mean, that's a real concern.
How much of this park is being slated for development? Is it a sliver of the park? Is it the whole thing? Give us a sense of the scale of this.
It's a small footprint. That's what they claim. I'm not sure exactly the size of it. I know it's large enough to host a, you know, up to a 30-unit building. It's going to have parking lot that'll be large enough for guests and residents, of course. It'll probably, well, not probably. I know it's going to cut off a lot of the access to the main beach that's down there that people use for swimming all the time. And the access will be very poor to the creek as well.
Who owns this park? It's a community park, so is it owned by the regional district? Who actually owns the land?
Well, I haven't really done a lot of research into who owns. I believe it's Crown land, don't quote me on that, and that it's being leased by the regional district, but that is something that I'm not really sure of.
I understand there are also concerns around wildlife in this section of the park. What can you tell us about that?
Well, in terms of wildlife and habitat value, the park is really important. There's approximately 140 species of birds alone that use the park, either for breeding and rearing young or simply migrating through in spring or fall, or just that visit the park. 10 of those birds, of course, are blue-listed on the federal government species at risk.
Now, in terms of the process of getting this approved, how much have residents been involved in that, and where are we in that process?
Well, I don't think the residents were fully aware at all of what was going on, and we kind of were informed almost at the last minute. We got to voice our opinions at the last open house and hearing, and I believe that really changed a lot of opinions. And we wrote letters to our MLA and other people, and I believe it's being, at this moment, is being stalled until they can come up with, they want some more opinions from the public and more research done on it.
What would you like to see happen with this project? Would you like it to see it be out of the park altogether, or are there ways that this could be done within the park that would satisfy your concerns around, for example, the pesticide use, the wildlife, and access to that beach?
Well, I don't believe that it should belong in the park at all, actually. I do believe senior housing is a really important issue in this area that we need, but I can't see that it would, you know, combine with the park and the efforts that everyone's put in to the park to become what it is. It's a beautiful, beautiful area and good for the wildlife. There's other concerns as well for me, that the creek downstream in the creek, there's actually two species of dragonfly. There's firstly, the olive club-tailed dragonfly, which is red-listed in the federal government species, And also the Committee on the Status of Endangered Species in Canada has ranked it E, which means a species facing imminent extirpation or extinction. Now, changing and developing upstream from this really needs to have more research done.
So what would you like to see happen next here?
Well, I would like to see ultimately our park saved and that it be left as is, or, well, not really left as is, but promoted as the wildlife sanctuary that it is. I think that we'd be doing a great disservice to the people that preserved this earlier, including my father, who spearheaded the drive to purchase this land when he was area director in the 1980s. And I would like to preserve the legacy that his and others and their forward thinking provided for us all.
So we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Oh, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Sue Walker is a concerned resident of Christina Lake. Now, the Christina Lake Seniors Housing Society has been working on this project for years. The society's president is Kathy O'Malley. She's on the line with us this morning. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
In your mind, why is this community park the best place for this project?
Well, what we're trying to achieve, are going to achieve, is affordable housing at Christina Lake. And siting it in the park has several advantages. One is that our intent is to purchase the land from the government, from the Crown, and we'll be paying fair market value as assessed by an assessor that will be chosen, has been chosen by the province, and that will be significantly less than the amount of money that local landowners are asking for their property. There is no big pipe sewer system in Christina Lake. The advantage of that site is that it will be very easy for the liquid waste from this facility to be easily piped into the Living Machine, which is a type of sewer system that uses a series of vats of plants in order to treat liquid waste. All the utilities are right there on site, so the infrastructure costs will be as cheap as they're going to get here at Christina Lake.
Okay, you heard the concerns from Sue Walker about wildlife access to the beach and the fact that it is, after all, a community park. How do you respond to those concerns?
Well, people have different concepts of what constitutes a park and what's appropriate in the park. And I think if you look in any community, you'll see that there's many uses of a park. It is 7% of the park that we're asking to purchase. It is not on the creek. It is not on the lake. We will have to alter one pathway that's going into that leads into the park, but we're not obstructing access to the beach or to the creek. And in fact, our commitment is that when we're done, that the access to the creek and the beach will, and the rest of the park will be enhanced.
You mentioned that that Christina Lake needs affordable housing for seniors. Your submission to the regional district last October says the units will be rented out for $1,500 to $1,650 a month. How affordable is that?
Well, those were early numbers, and our commitment is affordable housing. And when we move forward in this development process, our next step is going to be, very soon we're going to be hiring a project development consultant. And if it turns out not to be affordable, then we won't be going forward.
Kathy, thanks very much for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Bye-bye.